Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply, let's make it rain. Let's make it rain. The term making it rain has gained popularity down through the years, as today it is used to describe someone who, in a club setting, can seemingly make money fall from the sky. Everybody flocks to the person in that environment that can make it rain because they feel like they're going to be a beneficiary of the rain that he makes fall from the sky, or the money in that regard. Obviously, making it rain goes way back to the Native American days, many, many years ago in the 1800s, when there were no meteorologists, there was no weatherman to tell you when the rain was going to come. And in the times of drought, the Native American Indians would put on certain outfits and they would dance all night in hopes that their dancing would cause and create a rain cloud to come and then water their crops. Well, my friends, I'm going to tell you that today, whether it's the Native American example or whether it's the example from the club scene, everyone wants to be connected to the people who know how to make it rain. In business, it's all about our ability to connect with other individuals who believe in us so much that they feel like the money will follow us. Yes, my friends and neighbors, and there actually is a way to make it rain. There is a way to make sure that those who are connected to you, as well as you yourself, achieve dynamic results that are not happening by chance, like in the Native American day, and that are not manufactured, like in the club scene, but that are systematic and that can be replicated by people every time. That R in our RAIN acronym reminds us of the importance of getting results. My friends and neighbors, there is nothing better than actually producing sound results. Talk is great. Presentations are phenomenal. It's great to hear about what a person did back in the day, but at the end of the day, the only thing that matters is the ability to produce results in three different areas. I call them the three R's. That's retail sales, recruitment, and retention. Yes, the first way to make it rain is by leading by example in those three areas. First, by retail sales, making sure that the results we produce every day lead to someone purchasing our products and services directly from us. It's great to have a team that is selling. That's a part of the results. But at the end of the day, everyone wants to find out, can you do it? When was the last time you closed a client? When was the last time you sold a person on this product? When was the last time? And if you did so, how can I follow in your footsteps? Yes, my friends, not only retail sales, but recruitment. The art of building a team is a result that we have to make sure that that's the second box that we need to check. The first is retail sales, and then the second one is recruitment, making sure that we can get individuals that can join our team. And then, of course, once they join, the retention is the aspect of keeping them there and making sure they remain. So the first step in that RAIN acronym is making sure that we can produce results in those three categories. That A in the RAIN acronym reminds us of the importance of attention to detail. Yes, my friends, making sure that every I is dotted and every T is crossed is essential to winning in business. Think about how many times and how many people you know who are horrible at returning phone calls, emails, and text messages. Think of those that you know that go to meetings completely unprepared. They call out one time that they're going to be there, and they show up at another, and then when they do show up, they don't have all the materials in hand. Think of all the people you know who will tell you, I'll call you back later on today, and you never hear from them again. Those are individuals, my friends, who suffer from a lack of attention to detail. It is one of the most crippling aspects of business, and it is the greatest impediment to making it rain. It's hard to make it rain when the simple things are not taken care of. One of the things that you have to appreciate about the U.S. military is they make sure that all the soldiers learn the importance of attention to detail. They make them take apart their M16s and put them together back again, and many times they make them do it blindfolded. They make sure that every outline of their uniform is intact. They make sure their bed is made to a specification that they would require. Every single aspect is all about attention to detail, because even they recognize that in the heat of battle, it's hard to produce outstanding results when certain details go overlooked. My friends and neighbors, I challenge you to pay close attention today to every single detail that makes up your business. Every entrepreneur should be great at organization and follow-up and administration, because all of those things matter. They give a reflection of a company that is unmatched in any other aspect. Now, finally, this is the last one we'll touch on today, that I in our RAIN acronym reminds us of the importance of information. Now, there may be people who are more charismatic than we are. There may be people who are more experienced than we are. There may be people who have done this longer than we have. However, there is no excuse for not achieving the same level of information that everybody else has, because the information is abundant. We should know everything about the company, the processes, the procedures, the compensation plans, every aspect of info, every training session we should absorb, because it's through the process of information that we then also make it rain. We need to know how to and what to and when to and why to. We must saturate ourselves with every ounce of information, because information only makes us stronger. It's just like that kid in class that we see all the time when the teacher asks a question, and it's one kid in class is going to raise his hand every single time. Now, we like to criticize that kid and talk about that kid, but as adults, we should emulate that kid. We should walk in that child's footsteps, simply because every time your team asks a question, you should be the one that raises your hand, because you've got the information required that can satisfy the answer. You hear a lot of people saying, listen, if you ask me a question and I don't know, I'll tell you I don't know, but then I'll immediately go and I'll find out. Well, that's great. However, the finding out process is something that can take place all the time. If it's your company, what is it that you should not know? If it's your organization, then what question can you be asked that you can't answer? If it's your business that you're running, then who can come to you with a product, a service, or a training outline that you can't find or immediately grasp the answer to? A commitment to information is one of the key components to making it rain. My friends, I hope you enjoyed this training segment, and if you did, I encourage you to explore Success Training Institute. Just contact the person that sent you this podcast, and they will give you all the details of how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.